on the next As the World Turns.
You're all I want.
Are you seriously considering having a child with Janet?
It's hard to find a reason not to.
Soap operas are both loved and hated for their use of outlandish plot devices, introducing an evil identical twin or bringing a character back from the dead. These are just a couple of soap opera tropes cataloged on the website tvtropes.org, an online wiki where contributors collaborate to identify tropes in everything from literature to film to pop music. The list is exhaustive and delightful. For example, there's the trope dubbed arson, murder, and jaywalking, where a character ends a list of three or more things with a pretty weak example.
Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Zachary Pincus Roth wrote about TV tropes for the LA Times. Zachary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Brooke.
Tell me, what's the origin of the site?
It came out of this discussion website for Buffy the Vampire Slayer called Buffistas. One of the guys on that site, his name is Fast Eddie, decided, well, why don't we create a site that talks about all these repeated patterns we see on TV, and it took off. Now there are over 20,000 tropes.
What's amazing about it is that it's so comprehensive and so spot on.
Yeah, definitely. There are things that you sort of have always thought about in your head but never heard articulated. There's one called the suspiciously specific denial, where a denial is so specific that it's clearly a lie. The one that I remember from my childhood is from the movie Spaceballs, which is a Star Wars parody. Rick Moranis' character, he's sort of the Darth Vader figure. He's playing with his dolls in his office. Someone interrupts him.
Knock, Eckstein!
Yes, sir.
Did you see anything?
No, sir. I didn't see you playing with your dolls again.
Good!
And what I think is very amusing about the page on TV tropes for suspiciously specific denial is they list tropes from all media. So it can range from anime to film to movies to theater to professional wrestling. One of the examples is also the lyrics from the Kanye West song, "Now I Ain't Saying She's a Gold Digger." That is also a very suspiciously specific denial. And somehow a Kanye West song can relate to Spaceballs, I think, is one of the great things about the site.
As you sifted through this incredible avalanche, what was your favorite trope?
It's called I'll Take Offense to That Last One,
uh-huh.
Which is a comedy trope where person A lists a series of flaws of person B, and then person B says, I am not, and they name one of the flaws, therefore implying that all of the other ones are in fact true. The famous one is in The Empire Strikes Back. Princess Leia says to Han Solo,
why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Who's scruffy-looking?
So you find it in such frothy entertainments as The Empire Strikes Back and Pirates of the Caribbean, but also Citizen Kane.
You long-faced, overdressed anarchist!
I am not overdressed.
You are too!
You mentioned that there was a rift among the contributors, dividing them into the lumpers and the splitters?
Yeah. Basically, lumpers are people who like to lump tropes together, and splitters are people who like to take a larger trope and break it down into its component parts.
Give me an example of lumping and splitting.
There's a bunch of hair tropes. You could lump them together into sort of, you know, hair changes, but they're actually broken down into multiple different tropes. For instance, there's a difference between the important haircut, the expository hairstyle change, and the hair reboot.
Well, in Shanghai Noon, when Jackie Chan's ponytail gets chopped off by his nemesis, I guess that means he must reconcile himself to staying in the West.
Now you can never go back to China.
Whew, you blew it, man. He did not want to cut his hair off, trust me.
Is that an expository haircut?
That would actually be the important haircut.
Oh.
when a character cuts off their hair to symbolize something or to show character growth. The expository hairstyle change is more like in a movie like Castaway, where you see a character with like a long, scruffy beard and their hair is much longer, and it just sort of shows the passage of time,
mm-hmm.
to sort of save them from showing exposition.
Another whole set of tropes have to do with dialogue. One of them that they note is, if you will excuse me, I have a noun to verb.
Yeah, that one is usually after a villain has finished explaining his evil plan and is about to go execute that plan.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a city to destroy.
Another one of those rhetorical tropes is one-liner, name, one-liner. You know, in Babe, Farmer Hoggett says,
"That'll do, Pig. That'll do."
But there are actually dozens and dozens of them.
Run, Forrest, run!
Game over, man. It's game over.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Do you think that tropes are instructive? Do they tell us something about how we see the world? Or is it part of a private joke that the writers have with every single member of its audience?
There is sort of a question about whether tropes are things that appeal to an audience or things that just writers like to do. But sometimes things do show up in people's real lives. And actually on this website, there's a section called Troper Tales where people talk about where tropes have shown up in their own life.
A lot of the examples involve anime, a lot of science fiction citations, comics, and so forth. Do you think this website could ever go mainstream when it's got such clearly nerdy contributors?
I think the site is becoming more mainstream, and there are growing examples of, you know, classic films and theater and other media. And I think it would be great if it did go mainstream and become more comprehensive.
I think it already is. It's already hugely comprehensive and just enormously witty.
Yeah, no, definitely. Witty and snarky and makes fun of these tropes, but also in many ways loves them. It's a very entertaining site.
Well, Zachary, thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Zachary Pincus Roth is a freelance writer in Los Angeles. He wrote his article on TV tropes for the Los Angeles Times.